Hello, and welcome to the Part-Time Gamers, a gaming podcast for people with full-time lives. I am your host, Sirenx, and I am joined by my good friend, Gristle. Pasu is going to be out for this and the rest of the month, so we'll just have to two-man it until then, unless I can find some other guests, which I was going to try to get my sister into this, but she's been busy.
I'm sure we could round people up next time.
Yeah, about it. I'm sure we can. But before we start getting too deep into this, I just kind of wanted to take a minute and talk about what's been going on lately. Obviously, we haven't had a show in the last 2 weeks, and part of that was because, Zach, you were on vacation.
I was indeed.
You went up north, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Paul told me 2 weeks ago when we would have been doing this that he was starting to work late on Thursdays for this month, so that's why he wasn't able to make it. So that's going to be the case until next month. But just get a little bit personal right now because I usually don't get into this kind of stuff because I don't really want to try to evoke sympathy from people, but I just want this to be a reference to what's been going on in my life lately. The last 2 weeks have been a little bit hectic for me. I think I might have mentioned on an earlier show that I've been doing a lot of job searching lately. So there's been that taking up a lot of my time.
Oh, yeah.
Which I do have good news about that. I had a job interview yesterday for a video editing company near the area I live in right now. So I hopefully will be starting to do some freelance work for them.
Oh, great.
Which will be awesome because it'll potentially lead to full-time work as well.
Even if it didn't, and, you know, it's just a little money on the side, that's not bad, but it's also great to pad your resume with, you know?
Yeah. Actually, I just got an email from the guy who was hiring me, said he'll be in touch. But anyway,
nice.
Which is awesome.
It's strange that coincidental, but okay.
Yeah, but it's just a couple of the things that have been going on in my life, and this whole job search. Sorry, I just kind of collected my thoughts because hitting stuff on my desk. Anyway,
that's not what your thoughts are. No, look at your desk.
Yeah, but it's just, I usually don't get into stuff like this because I don't want to get sympathy, but it's money, just finances for me have been an issue lately. It's because hence the job search.
Sure.
As people could probably imagine, babies can get kind of expensive.
Kids ain't cheap, yo.
Yeah. And there's just, I don't know if I've mentioned this or not, but currently I'm a driver for a machine shop. Oop, why is that playing?
No. Maybe. That's not funny at all.
No, no, it wasn't.
It's not supposed to be
and
funny.
As you guys could tell, we have music for the show now. So hopefully we will
work out all the kinks.
Yeah. No, I don't want it. Anyway, I'll figure that stuff out later. But
excellent.
Being a driver for a machine shop, I don't make the most amount of money. But like I said, I'm not saying this to try to get sympathy from anyone. I'm just kind of telling everyone what the current situation is, just to get a reference of where I'm coming from. So this podcast is a labor of love. You know, this is the kind of stuff that I want to do. I want to be in entertainment. I want to be in broadcast, or especially behind a camera and in front of a camera. That's what I want to do for a living. So this is just among the things I want to do, but it does take time. It does take effort. And just the last couple of weeks have been a little bit stressful with the job search and just financial things coming up. And so that's where my head was at the whole time, for most of the last 2 weeks.
Right.
So Oh, fortunately enough, you were having a little bit better time than I was being, you were
I
in
was.
the Upper Peninsula, weren't you?
I was. Yeah. We did the whole, I went with my folks and my younger brother, and we met my aunt and uncle and my grandparents up there. We did Mackinac Island and the whole, Mackinac tour, that whole area. And then my folks and my brother went up to, I don't remember what the national park is, but we went and just camped out for like 4 or 5 days. It was both relaxing and tiring, all it rolled into one, as camping sometimes is. But it
Yeah.
was fun. It was worth it.
Yeah.
So nice to unplug.
I could imagine.
Yeah.
But yeah, on that note, let's get into more uplifting topics.
Yes.
Well, you were up north for that first. You left Thursday morning and came back Thursday night, wasn't it? Is that
Came
what?
back. What did we do? We left Thursday morning, came back Wednesday. Yeah, came back Wednesday, and I went back to work the next day.
Oh wow.
Went back to work Thursday. Yeah. And I got in kind of late that day too, the day before. So it was a real trial. I went back to work Thursday, and I worked, and then I got home, and I just died. I just crashed. I crashed hard, and then, Friday, I had to deal with some more, just some random family stuff that kept cropping up. I still had to work that day too. And then Saturday rolled around, and that was my day to actually, that is the day that I felt like I finally got back from vacation. It was like my
Yeah.
vacation from my vacation. But yeah, that worked out okay. So yeah, it's been a little while.
Yeah.
Been a couple of months.
But all in all, I am just really glad to get back into this. I miss doing the show despite all the stress, and just glad to get back into it.
Right. Yeah, no, it's a nice little break in the middle of the week. That's at least that's the way I view it. Yeah.
So in the last week or so, how like have you what kind of games have you been playing lately?
well,
Have you been playing games lately?
I don't know. I have had so little, for once in my life, I have had so little time for games. It hurts. I'm trying to think what exactly I've been doing. I guess I watched our friend Adam, I watched him play some Dragon's Dogma, that Xbox 360 game that came out, I don't know how many years ago,
Yeah, quite a
2000
while ago.
something. He actually lent me a copy of it, because he had another a second copy of it, believe it or not, and the disc was unfortunately scratched, so I can't play it.
Oh, yeah,
It's
that
kind
kind of
of
sucks.
yeah it's kind of mad. So I didn't get that fixed, but I've been so busy, messing around with just random tech here. I like I was telling you earlier, I went ahead and booted up Linux for the first time on my laptop, which sorely needed a reboot and a reformat anyways. So I was like, you know what? I don't really use this for anything else, so I'm gonna throw Linux on it, and I'm gonna tool around with Linux and see what I can learn. So I've just been kind of messing with that on and off whenever I have time, which is not very often. But
Yeah.
yeah, that's pretty much been my week.
Interesting. Yeah, I've been still pretty much hopelessly addicted to Heroes of the Storm as much as I could get anyway.
I'm not surprised.
That's not surprising at all. But sorry, just looking at random sayings and start messing with stuff. Sorry.
Who's messing with stuff?
Me.
Oh, stop doing that.
Yeah. But yeah, I've been playing a lot of Heroes of the Storm still lately. They've released yet another character. Actually, just this past Tuesday, they released Leoric the Skeleton King, who I still have yet to try out. Something else I forgot to mention, one of the other reasons why I was busy this past week. Two weekends ago, the 10th, 11th, and 12th, I participated in the Detroit 48-hour film project.
Oh, right. Yeah, how did that go?
It went better than last year, but still not as good
Not
as it could have gone.
where you want
Yeah.
it. Well,
I
that doesn't
mean,
surprise me
then
either.
again, I'm working with not necessarily the best equipment.
Sure.
I have one camera. I've just gotten like maybe a mid-range shotgun mic,
Right.
and I don't have the best equipment still, but I was still able to make a short buddy film. For the competition,
Good.
which turned out pretty well. Like I said, it was pretty pretty much the best, better, a lot better than last year.
Good.
And at first, I was my mine was we did the screening of all the competitors in my group. Yesterday, last night.
Yeah. Oh.
So actually, after we're done with the show, and when I get a chance tonight, I'll probably post the actual video on my website.
Nice.
But at first, the first one was really well done. It had really good cinematography and just very well executed. So, and then it got to mine, and I kind of looked at it, and it's like, wow, it's not nearly as well executed as I thought it was going to be. Sure. And I was kind of afraid that it was going to be one of the, like, the worst one out there. Yeah. And then pretty much the remaining eight films elevated the quality of mine.
Oh.
So I was kind of happy about that, that at least mine wasn't the worst one.
Well, I mean, to be honest, it's irrelevant, but yeah.
Yeah, so I was, that was interesting. But that was, that weekend.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the rest of it's been just job searching and stuff like that.
Sure, sure.
The little bit of game time I do get, I've been playing, like I said, Heroes of the Storm, and gotten back into Hearthstone again. Mm-hmm. You really need to do the Tavern Brawls.
I know.
They're really fun.
I know. That's the one thing that I did play this week, because it was only in snippets when I had downtime at work, or if I had a little time at home, but like before bed, is I was still playing Baldur's Gate on my tablet. I actually finished it. I got to the final boss, I guess, and I can't beat it because I
really went
too fast and didn't level fast enough, and I'm kind of screwed. So I took a break. I'm like, I don't know. I'm mad.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's basically it though. But yeah, I need like short, quick games that I can play and get done.
Yeah.
In the small amount of time that I happen to have. Yeah.
Tavern Brawls would be great for you because you get one win and you get a classic card pack.
Oh, nice.
So it's really nice. And it's not exactly competitive because the rules are just kind of out there.
They're relaxed.
Yeah. Like
it's like playing Unglued with Magic.
Kind of. Except it's each individual Tavern Brawl only lasts for about 5 days.
Okay.
It starts on Wednesdays, I believe, and ends Sunday nights.
Okay, yeah.
So, and then they do like 2 days off and then come up with completely new rules.
Sure.
So, like, one of them in the past that was really good was every time you play a spell, it also summons a random minion of the same cost. Which was phenomenal. So you have these decks that are just spells.
Sure.
And you're like, you play these ridiculously powerful spells and also get a ridiculously powerful minion as well. So yeah. It was a really cool one. This week's is also pretty cool because you normally, you know, with the rules of Hearthstone, you start off with one mana and you get one more mana crystal each turn.
Yes.
With this one, you start off with 10 mana from turn one.
From the get-go.
Yeah. So
it's kind of absurd.
Basically, like, you don't need any low-cost cards. You just start off with these ridiculously powerful legendaries and try to get those in your opening hand. Like, if you throw out a Ragnaros turn one,
yeah,
it's very difficult for the other player to come back from that.
Yeah, I can imagine it's kind of game over at that point.
Yeah. So yeah. I played 5 games last night and won 4 of them.
Oh,
by
nice.
Like the third or fourth turn.
I'm sure the people on the other side were not so thrilled.
Yeah, but the one game that I did lose, I lost hardcore.
Oh yeah.
Cuz they got first turn and they got I think Dr. Boom out turn 1.
Ooh.
And I couldn't come back from it.
That was it.
Yeah. But it's really cool, actually. Maybe a little bit later, either later tonight or tomorrow, I'll check it out again just to get some dailies done.
Sure.
But those are pretty much the still the two games that I've been playing lately.
Obsessing over.
Yeah. I kind of wish that I could do a show on each of those, but there already are so many shows, and I don't really want to compete against the shows that I like.
Right.
So. Yeah.
No, I get that. That's a legitimate concern.
Yeah. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, on that note, we can probably go ahead and get into our game of the week, which was supposed to be 2 weeks ago, but it's not. So it's this week. So we'll do it anyway. But we are going to be discussing the game The Resistance, which is, when we get a chance to play it, it is one of my favorite games to play because I'm an actor and it involves a lot of just bold-faced lying to each other.
Yes.
So it's a good practice of my acting ability, so I really enjoy it. Mm. But the Resistance is designed by, I'm probably going to butcher this guy's last name, Don Eskridge, I think.
I didn't butcher it at all. That's got to be how
it's pronounced. That's actually probably pretty accurate, but I
hate
pronouncing.
Unless it's Eskridge. I mean, I can't think of
it. I don't know.
Eskridge.
I'm just going Eskridge.
Yeah,
that's what it looks like.
Yeah,
and it's published by Indie Boards and Games.
And Cards.
Or Boards and Cards. Wow, could reading.
Be. That's all right.
At the time that I made these show notes, which was about 2 weeks ago, I'm assuming it's still accurate.
Really tired.
What's that?
You were really tired when you wrote this.
Probably. And it was probably like 6 o'clock Thursday that we were supposed to record that I wrote most of these.
Oh, so it was just before you just quickly typed it up.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
But as of the writing of these notes, it was on Amazon for about $20. I'm sure it's probably still on there for about $20.
Yeah, probably.
And in general, it is a game of social, according to the rule book, it's a game of social deduction with secret identities. And it's for 5 to 10 players. So, unfortunately,
what is that, Mafia or Werewolf?
Yeah.
You kind of have an idea of what you're getting into. It's different, but that gives you a baseline.
Yeah. It's very similar to Mafia, except players aren't eliminated.
Right.
Which is nice.
Yes.
But the one thing that I think is really cool about the game, and also kind of a hindrance to the game, is the fact that it's for 5 to 10 players. You have to have at least 5 players to play it. If you can get 5 players to play it, it's actually really cool. But if you can't, then obviously you can't play it.
Yeah.
But the goal of the game is to succeed or prevent the success of 3 out of 5 missions, depending on which faction you're a part of. And the two factions are the Resistance or the Spies. If you're the Resistance, you're trying to have these at least 3 of the 5 missions succeed. If you're the Spies, you're trying to sabotage them and prevent. You're trying to prevent 3 of the 5 missions from succeeding.
Sure.
At the beginning of the game, each player is given a character card, which determines whether they are part of the Resistance or a spy infiltrating their ranks. And the number of spies is determined by the total number of players. As far as I recall, the number of Resistance always outnumbers the spies.
That sounds right. Yeah, there's always less spies.
Yeah. Which is also very similar to Mafia, where...
And Werewolf as well. Yeah.
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 The actual gameplay, whoever starts the game, is the current leader of the strike team for the mission. The leader proposes who will go on that current mission of the players around them. So they have these little tokens that have various different types of guns on them, and the number of players you have to choose for the team is determined. They have a little game board for it that explains a lot of the numbers and everything. But like the first one, you only send 2 people out on that mission if you're playing a 5-player game. So you choose 2 people, they go on the mission, and one or you. Yeah. Sorry, out of practice.
That's okay. You're getting there.
Yeah.
Start with the words.
Yes. The leader proposes the members to go on the mission. He proposes that all the players vote on the current team. If the team
That's
is rejected. Yes, gotcha. Not
so,
just
so even you don't know who's who, so everybody's got to vote. That's the only way.
Yes,
right.
Yeah. If the team is rejected, the next player becomes the leader, and the team proposal process begins again. There's a very rare circumstance, but it's still a possibility.
And it's important to note.
Yeah. If the teams are rejected 5 times in a row for the same mission, the spies automatically win.
Have you ever encountered
I have that? Never seen this happen. The most I've seen, I think, is 3 times.
Yeah, yeah. At some point, everybody's like, well, you know, somebody who's the people who are on the resistance actually are like, okay, well, we have to pass this because we need it to actually win. So we don't want the spies to automatically win. Right.
So I have never seen it actually happen.
Yeah.
But it is a possibility, theoretically.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine if everybody is aware of the rule, then the resistance members are going to be like, well, pass it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But if the team is approved, then the mission is on and the proposed team members go on that mission.
Right.
Once the mission is on, players on the strike team choose whether it succeeds or fails by secretly submitting a success or fail mission card. Each player gets one of these cards, a one success, one fail mission card. Now, all it says on it is success or fail.
Right.
Where the strategy comes in for the spies is the fact that the resistance members can only submit a success card.
Right.
The spies, on the other hand, can choose whether to put a success or a fail card in. So for example, on the first mission where there's only two members going on the mission, it is almost always an automatic success for the resistance.
Yes.
Because if a fail card shows up, then you know one of those two players is a spy.
Right.
And that can really hinder the spies.
Right.
And also a pretty big thing to make note of is the fails don't have to outweigh the successes for it to fail. If there's just one fail card, the mission fails and the spies are one step closer to winning.
Right. Which is important because, I mean, they need to have that kind of power.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's like no threat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I really like this game because it is that social deduction, trying to figure out who submitted the fail card and because by how they react to it. Like I remember there was one time when my sister really overreacted to a fail card and it actually made her very, it made others suspicious of her. Yeah.
Sure.
So it's really a test of how you react. It's a test of how you can try to figure out who is a spy, who's actually resistance, what the best odds are to make these missions succeed or not succeed if you're a spy.
Right. Yeah.
So I really like these social deduction games, this and Werewolf and Mafia. And kind of a tangent. I remember there was one time when I was playing Mafia with probably about maybe 12 people.
Big game.
And pretty big game. And I was actually the only person in that group out of all the games that we've played to actually win as a Mafia member.
Really?
I was the only one out of, I don't know how many games we've played.
Yeah.
So the problem was the fact that since I was the only Mafia Mafia member who ever won a game as Mafia, since then, I never was able to get past maybe the third day because they just would automatically kill me no matter what, just in case. Well,
people
suspect
you.
So that's
the curse.
Yeah. So that's the basic gameplay. Is just, you know, like I said, there's not really a whole lot of rules behind it. It's just a lot of interaction and deduction.
Yeah.
So it's fairly easy to get into. It's just, if you're not a good actor, it's very difficult to actually succeed, especially if you're a spy.
Right.
The second edition of the game which I actually, that's the edition I have, came with one of the expansions called The Plot Thickens, which adds these plot cards, which the only reason I'm mentioning them is because they come with the second edition of the game. Normally, we don't really get into expansions the first time we talk about a game, but
right.
Since it comes with the second edition, might as well. Yeah. But these cards are distributed at the beginning of the leader's turn before they propose the team. So I think it's the leader draws the top two cards, reveals them, and then distributes them to two other players. And there actually is one card that forces the leader to, he has to do it himself. But these cards, some of them are one-time use effects, some of them are affect immediately the player that it's given to, and some of them affect the leader immediately. Mm-hmm. And some of them are just perpetual. They're always in effect. But they, from what I've heard, what I've gathered online, the Plot Thickens cards, the plot cards, tend to kind of sway the game closer to the resistance being able to win.
Yeah.
It makes it just a little bit more difficult for the spies to win, which, when you really think about it, without the plot cards, it actually, I think, is easier for the spies to beat the resistance.
I think, I mean, a lot of it does depend on the group that you're playing with, especially like if you really know the people that you're playing with. Like I tend to have that problem if I'm playing games with my older brother Dan, because Dan, don't get me wrong, Dan's a good actor. He's a good liar when it comes to games like that. But I tend to have an edge over other people who are playing because I know him and he knows me, so he can do the same for me. And you know, it's kind of not that difficult for us to find out when the other person is trying to be deceptive. But yeah. By no means am I advocating don't play with your friends. Definitely play with your friends. Play with people you know. It's all that much more fun when they do get one over on you. But
yeah. See, that's the hard thing for me, is because people just automatically expect I'm lying.
Yes.
So it's a little. Yeah.
Yeah, that has definitely happened. And it doesn't necessarily ruin the game, but it can be irritating, because, you know, for you, because then all of a sudden you're like, oh, well, it doesn't matter what I do. Then it's kind of fun to actually just play straight, you know, don't lie at all. Play totally honest the entire time.
And then people are even if you're themselves. A spy.
Yeah, even if you're a spy, just be totally, totally honest about being a spy. I'm a spy. And then, you know, people are kicking themselves at the end of the game. They're like, he wasn't lying. I thought he was.
Or like Paul and I do just at the beginning of the game. Okay, I'm a deputy. Just,
yeah.
Let's get that just out there right now.
Tell everybody right away. No. Yeah. That's me. That's my role. So if you don't believe me, that's on you. I mean, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. So where am I? There we go. So yeah, continuing on with what we did last episode, we are going to do a pop quiz.
A pop quiz?
So now we start the quiz music. And this time, you are on your own.
Oh, no. I need Paul. So, I need him to back me up.
When was the last time you actually played this game?
What, a pop quiz?
No, the Resistance.
Oh.
I know it's been a while.
Sean. Yeah, it's months. At least months. And I mean, like, at least four, probably.
Yeah. So this is
fun.
It is multiple choice, so you got that at least.
Thank God. I was always good at that in school. I'm a straight C student, as we all know. As I said last time when we did this, I'm a straight C student. Very good for me. So
yep.
Let's hear it.
Okay, question number one. There are 10 character cards. How many of them are female? You got is 2, B is 3, C is 4, and D is 5.
Well, I'm all for equality. You know, I'm big on that. So I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt. Or should I give them the benefit of the doubt? Now, wait a minute. What are the options again? I've got 5, I know that.
2, 3, 4, or 5.
No one, huh? I'm gonna go with 4, nope. Final answer.
Okay, you're going with C4?
That's
that
right.
Is wrong. It's 3.
Well, this is the part of the quiz where I showcase how much of a C student I actually am. This is what brings me down from the A. So that's okay. I expect it to fail at least one. There's three, though.
Yeah, there's only three female character cards.
I would have put more in there, but then again...
Yeah, I would have thought there would have been more as well, but nope, there's just three. Okay, question number two.
Wait a minute. It is important to note that the genders of the characters don't matter at all, do they?
No, they don't. I just... Honestly, I was kind of stretching for questions because I couldn't think of anything else.
There's still a good one.
Well, you'll probably like this one.
Okay.
Okay, question number two. How many weapon tokens depict a scoped weapon?
Is it
4, 3, 2, or 1? Is it 4, 3, 2, or 1?
4, 3, 2, or 1? I'm going to go 2. Sean.
That is correct. There's only two scoped weapons of the five.
Yes.
One of them is a reflex scope, but it's still a scope.
Yes. So. Yeah. Well, the one I knew for sure there was one because I love that, and I was like, oh, I want this every time. Is that that's like the sniper rifle equivalent or whatever? Yeah. I knew there was one, and I was like, well, they probably have another one because they're kind of futuristic weapons. So two.
Yeah.
Yes. Good reasoning. Good logic.
Yeah. The other three weapons are unscoped.
Okay. Well, shotgun.
Okay. Question number three. Which plot card forces the current leader to reveal their character card to another player?
Ooh.
Is it A, overheard conversation, B, open up, C, keeping a close eye on you, or D, establish confidence?
Establish confidence. Final answer.
Dang, you got that one quick.
Final answer. I remember that one because I remember reading it and being like, what is this? Who named this card? But yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was probably like the most legitimate question I have in this quiz.
And it's the only one that I legitimately knew the answer to, the ones I'm guessing at.
Yeah, you got that one pretty good.
Thank you.
Okay, and at this point, I couldn't come up with any questions legitimate questions, so we're going to go with this. Question number four. Yeah. According to Wikipedia, what is the electrical resistance of a 100 watt, 120 volt incandescent light bulb?
Can I use Wikipedia?
No, well, you can use the answers, which are A, 144 ohms, B, 100 watts, C, 5.72 amps, or D, 850 lumens.
What was the question again? Are you asking about watts? If you're asking about watts, I'm
what is the
watts.
Electrical resistance of a 100 watt? Yeah, I put this question in there because it involved the word resistance, and I ran out of other questions about the game.
What is the electrical resistance of what?
What is the electrical resistance of a 100 watt, 120 volt incandescent light bulb?
I don't think it's not the lumens, that's for sure. And it's not the watts. What are the other two? Ohms and something else?
144 ohms and 5.72 amps.
Amps?
5.72 amps. You're saying amps?
Sure, amps.
That is incorrect. It's 144 ohms.
Ohms. Well, that was my second guess.
Yes,
I know
it's
a unit of measurement, so is amps.
Yep.
Is an amp using a unit of electrical measurement? Amps. I don't know. What do I know? I'm not an electrical engineer. Come on. C student, we're talking. What did I get? Yeah. How many did I get right?
Well, you still got one more question.
Oh, I do? Oh, another crazy one?
Like five questions so far, or total.
Okay. All right. Good.
Okay, and this is another one that just involves the word resistance because I couldn't come up with anything better.
Okay.
During the French resistance movement in World War II, what were the bands of guerrilla fighters called? Are they the Maquis, the Pistolets, the Ballet, or the Guerrière? However you pronounce that last one.
What's the last one?
I don't remember how it's pronounced. I had to get Google to pronounce it for me. But it's a Guerrier. Guerrier, I think.
Like the word gorilla, like guerrilla warfare.
Kind of.
Maybe. Well, I don't think it's the Pistolets. That scares me. I don't think. I mean, I could be wrong. Forgive me, history, but I don't think so. What was the first one again?
Maquis.
Well, I mean, it's a word. I mean, they use it in Star Trek Voyager, and there's like the Maquis, you know, Queensbury. He's like the fighting dude. It'll be the Maquis. What's the third one?
The third one is ballet. B-A-L-L-E. No T.
What does it mean? You're not going to tell me, are you?
No, because honestly, I kind of forgot.
Yeah, I was going to say you don't even know. Let's go with Maquis.
You going with my key?
Sure, why not?
That is correct.
Yes! Yes, Star Trek. Thank
Good
you,
job.
Trek.
So I you got how you got what, three of them right?
Three out of five?
Yeah. You got the first one, the fourth one wrong. So yeah, you got three out of five that one.
That's a C. Maybe a C minus.
Yep.
I'll accept it. I'll take it. Yes. Nice.
Good job.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go ahead and take that out. All right. Well, I guess this is going to be a pretty short show because I don't really have much else to talk about.
It's okay. But we got started a little late. It's fine. Everything's cool.
Yeah, I started a little late, and it's kind of a easier game to explain anyway.
Yeah,
like I said, but the kind of the bottom line about this game, it's really good if you have a lot of players. It doesn't really take a lot of knowledge or whatnot to actually get into the game, but it just takes a lot of just kind of like this, like it says, social deduction, figuring out,
yes,
kind of reading other people, which is I think is really cool.
Would you say that this game takes a little bit more, it has a little bit steeper of a learning curve than actually playing like Mafia?
A little bit, maybe, because maybe a little bit because it actually has the cards involved.
Yeah, and they've got like their own terminology, and it's a little hairy sometimes. It's not hard still, but it might be a little bit more difficult than Mafia.
Yeah. Oh. But yeah, it's also pretty cheap. There are I actually recently saw that there are a couple more expansions that add actual different game modes, technically, and just different variant rules to it, but I haven't gotten a chance to get a hold of them yet.
Oh, that might be cool to try.
Yeah, I actually do want to try to get them. It's just a matter of funds and time.
Sure.
But like I said, if you have a big group, this game doesn't take a long time to play. I mean, even if you're getting into shouting matches across the table, it's still probably going to take maybe 15-20 minutes.
And that's what makes it fun anyways.
Yeah.
Right.
Because there's not a lot of logistical rules to it. It's just a lot of, just like I said, reading people.
There's a lot of argument. You might lose some friends, but you know what? It's not a good game unless you do. So
yeah,
there is that.
But before we leave, I wanted to give a shout out to, Haggis V 1.0_rodent. Very,
wow.
Very nice iTunes username.
She I like gave that us... he had to qualify that he was the first version of the Haggis Rodent. I think that's great.
And just wanted to thank them for the iTunes review they sent us. That was actually 2 weeks ago, but you know, this is when we got to it. But thank you very much. Was it?
I said better late than never, but you know.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't their fault. It was ours.
No, definitely. But
just wanted to thank you for the review. And,
thank you, Haggis.
Yeah. And thank you all for joining us. If you like the show, please leave us a review on the iTunes store like Haggis did. And if you find value in their show and you would like to support us, you can at patreon.com/parttimegamers. If you'd like to contact us, you can with our email, parttimegamers.cast@gmail.com, or on Twitter at PTGcast. You can find me on Twitter at Cyrenex, and you can find the show and the rest of my work at Caffeine Induced Productions. Hopefully coming up soon, my current 48-hour film challenge will be up there on the website. You can see all the rest of my video work on there as well. And my wife and I are actually trying to turn Caffeine-Induced Productions into an actual small freelance business for editing and cinematography or videography.
That's a good idea. Very cool.
Yeah. So, and if anyone's interested, I do have a GoFundMe set up for as a startup for Caffeine-Induced Productions. I believe it's at GoFundMe.com/. What was it? I think it's CIP Startup, I believe is what the web address is.
Is it on your website?
I don't think it's on my website.
Toss a link up there, man.
Yeah, I can throw a link on Twitter again.
Yes.
I think I did last week, but I can put another one up there.
There you go.
But it's for, I want to get some more equipment, like a new lens and a printer and a microphone attachment for my camera. And I want to, it also involves trademark costs.
Yeah.
So I can actually trademark Caffeine News Productions.
Man.
Yeah. And that in itself is like $500.
Copyrights, dude. I know.
Yeah. So if you are so inclined to help me out with that, or you want to contact me for potential freelance, you can do that at caffeineinducedproductions.com as well. So, have anything else to say?
No, we've covered everything very nicely. This worked out well.
Yeah. Again, they're short show. Pretty easy game to get into. Yeah.
Quite. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Should we mention what we're talking about next time?
Yeah, we can go ahead.
Because it links.
Yeah. Next week, we will be talking about a game in the same universe as The Resistance called Coup.
Yes.
Which is another bluffing kind of social deduction game, but a different, different genre, a different feel to it. It's another one of my, one of the games I really enjoy playing.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And it's inexpensive, and we will get into the rest of it next week. But
yes.
Yeah, until next time, we are the part-time gamers punching out.